Yeah, I get to see my wife and my son, so it's going to be awesome.
Playing there, meaning anything to you?
Yeah, you know, it's, I spent 8 years there, so it's whenever I go back there, it'll always be a different experience. Nice to go back and see fans and former teammates, so that's always a fun part of it.
I know you can't compare Kubiak to a lot of other coaches, but how would you compare him to Kubiak 10 years ago?
I think even a couple years ago, I think his experience last year in Baltimore and being with a coach that did it a little differently and him just being in that coordinator role, I think maybe relax him a little bit, had him take a little bit of a different approach. His last year there in Houston, it was a tough season, and he has some health issues. So I think he's taking a different approach to it. And he's still demanding the same things out of us and still a straight shooter, but I think him personally maybe, handling things a little bit differently.
So when you say relaxed him, I mean, so is his demeanor a little bit different on the field?
No. No, on the practice field, it's always the same. But I think maybe away from it a little bit, he's I don't know if he's gotten advice from doctors or whatever it was, but he just seems less stressed to me. So I was just training camp right now, and we'll see how that goes as the year goes along. But, I think he's learned a little bit from his past experience, and, your next experience as head coach will be a little bit better, hopefully.
When he stops practice like he did today, you've been running more than anyone.
Yeah.
What message is he trying to send, and what do you think is the result?
Well, I think he just wants us to do it right every day and practice the right way. Not getting caught up in being selfish and getting into fights and, taking unnecessary hits on guys. So he just wants us to practice as a team the right way every day, and he's not afraid to do that. He's done it plenty of times. I've been around it. And it's not just during training camp. It's any practice. So, he wants us to handle things properly and practice the right way so we can get better.
We had vet day today, but you and Peyton didn't get it.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you needed a little extra reps out there in light of not playing the first game?
Yeah. For us, it's always been a 3 days on, 1 day off thing. So this is our third day. I think we might get a little rest tomorrow, but running more plays today so we can get a little more reps in, get a little bit, continue to work on that relationship. And anytime we can get some throws together, it's always a good thing. Today was a good practice, I think, for us as we went along. So we'll get a little bit of rest and then get ready to play.
How much are you looking forward to getting out there and playing? Did you get to watch last week?
Yeah, you know what? Games are fun, so we always look forward to that. Just kind of see where you're at. It's a pretty good gauge out here at practice with the defense that we have, but to be able to go against other guys and see where you're at against an opponent is always important. Important for myself, even though 10 years in, just kind of gauge where I'm at, in the continuation to get ready for week one.
I know Burge has really been kind of picking your brain and whatnot. What was it like to see the performance he had?
Oh, yeah, it was really exciting. It was awesome. It was fun to see Virgil out there and play fast and have fun and get opportunities to make plays. So he's an athletic guy. He's gotten a ton better even from OTAs till now. So he's continuing to improve, and sky's the limit on the type of player he can be. So I'm here to help him. But he's a heck of a player and can make plays, as you guys can see.
Have you been with Kubiak pretty much your whole career? Have you developed that relationship?
I think it's a good relationship. It's I want to compare it to like a father-son relationship, just because of how much time we spend together and how often we see each other and the type of communication that we have. So he's not my dad, but he might be my football dad. I'll say it, put it that way.
How did that come about? Did he call you and kind of suggest?
Well, I knew I was going into free agency and becoming a free agent. So once Coach Coop took the job here, that kind of went to the top of my list and places that I wanted to be. So we stayed in touch, and the free agency period rolled around, and Broncos came calling. So it was one of those things that this was the ideal place once he came here with the whole situation. The team situation, the quarterback situation, the head coach situation. So I'm glad we were able to make it work out.
And when you saw Julius Thomas leave, how soon after?
Well, yeah, I mean, I you know, that was a big part of it, obviously. If they were going to re-sign Julius, then I probably wouldn't have been here. So I think, you know, once it kind of caught word that he was going to be moving on and the Coup was here, that kind of opened the door for me, obviously.
Thanks, yeah. Thank you.